Anyone who flies knows the drill. Smoking is not permitted on board planes, including in the lavatories. And yet, Mohammed al-Madadi apparently still did it. He is the Qatari diplomat who sneaked a smoke on a flight from D.C. to Denver. When caught, he joked about lighting a bomb in his shoe. He did not have explosives. He was taken into custody and later released. The AP reported today that al-Madadi was on an official embassy trip to visit an imprisoned al-Qaeda operative. According to the FAA, 696 people have been cited for smoking on board planes over the last 5 years. It falls to flight attendants to report it, people like Galen David, who has been with American Airlines for over 20 years.
When someone is smoking in the bathroom, what they've done is they've created an in-flight disturbance. We really treat it the same way that we would treat someone that has assaulted a passenger or has just really gotten out of control. You know, at that point, we have to, first of all, ask them to stop the behavior. And we also have to issue them an in-flight disturbance report, is what it's called. And this really gets the report process in action so that the proper authorities are notified of the situation, even if the plane is not met by authorities. So that's really the call of the captain.
You probably wouldn't be catching somebody actually in flagrante, actually in the act of smoking, though. How would you track them down and figure out who created the stench in the bathroom?
It's really tough. I mean, sometimes you have to, as a flight attendant, you have to become a private investigator. There are cases where you will actually catch a passenger exiting the lavatory with a cloud of smoke around them.
Really?
But yes. But a lot of times the customers are the ones that really help in these situations, and they let the flight crew know, hey, I just saw somebody come out of the lavatory and they were smoking.
So how often does it happen to you now that you would be dealing with somebody who's been smoking on the airplane?
It's very rare. And that's why it would be extra alarming to me at this point. Because first of all, you question someone's judgment when they've been warned so many times. I would really start to wonder if possibly there was something else security-wise going on. Because a lot of times, you know, that's the way it happens, is people that are possibly going to terrorize a flight will try to get the crew wrapped up with something such as this.
Oh,
maybe
a diversion,
smoking
you
in
mean.
The lavatory. Exactly, with a diversion. And so that's why when people are smoking in the lavatory nowadays, you really have to look at it as possibly more than just that.
Well, Galen David, it's good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Melissa.
Galen David is a flight attendant with American Airlines, and he runs the webpage DearSkyStewart.com.